Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, September 12th. I'm Abby Larico. The Music at the Intersection Festival this weekend will feature more than 70 acts. That lineup is about as long as keyboard whiz John Medeski's own prolific musical resume.
I just really love music. I would always do anything. Anything that came along. Somebody said, hey, can you play for this? And I would say yes.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has the story behind the seldom-seen band that Medeski is bringing to the festival. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Missouri senators are poised to pass measures redrawing the state's congressional lines and making it harder to change the state constitution. It comes amid simmering tensions between Republican and Democratic senators, as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports.
Republicans want to pass a new congressional map that seeks to oust Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver and a proposal that would require some constitutional amendments to pass statewide and in 8 out of 8 congressional districts. The GOP will likely have to use a filibuster-squashing move to pass the 2 special session agenda items. Senate Minority Leader Doug Beck of St. Louis County says it's an affront to the tradition of free debate in the chamber.
They cheated to cheat because the whole process has been lessened.
But both plans may never get implemented. Redistricting opponents could gather signatures to put it up for a statewide vote, and Missourians also need to approve the initiative petition plan. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Former Speaker of the Missouri House John Deal has pleaded guilty to defrauding a pandemic-era loan program for small businesses by using some of the money on personal expenses. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more on the charges.
Deal admitted in court that over the course of about 2 years, he received almost $400,000 in economic injury disaster loans for his law firm. The low-interest loans were part of the CARES Act, the first round of federal COVID relief. They were meant to help businesses survive the pandemic. But Deal admitted that he improperly used some of the money he received to pay for country club dues, personal credit cards, and college tuition. Deal will be sentenced December 19th. Prosecutors and defense attorneys agree that he should serve about 2 years in prison, but U.S. District Judge Sarah Pitlick is not bound by the terms of the plea agreement. Deal was one of the most powerful Republicans in Jefferson City when he resigned in 2015 after sending sexually suggestive texts to an intern. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Striking members of the local machinists union will vote today on a tentative agreement with Boeing. About 3,200 employees have been on strike since August 4th. The 5-year agreement brings the average wage increase from 40% to 45% and adds a $4,000 signing bonus. The vote is today from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at St. Louis Music Park. Missouri Public Service Commission staff are calling for utility regulators to reject a new proposal from Ameren. The company is working to design terms of service for huge energy customers like data centers. Last week, staff for the regulators said Ameren's proposal would raise rates for regular customers and enrich Ameren's shareholders. The Missouri legislature passed a law requiring the largest utilities to design rates to protect customers from unfairly paying more because of data centers. But the Public Service Commission staff say Ameren's initial proposal missed the mark. St. Louis officials say the city should enact a temporary ban on new data center proposals to better prepare rules for the projects. STLPR's Kayvon Mansouri reports.
The city's planning commission voted to urge the Board of Aldermen to enact a temporary moratorium on new data center projects after a lengthy discussion. The city currently plays host to 12 data centers near downtown, and another has been proposed near Midtown St. Louis. Miriam Keller is a planning executive with the city. She says the city needs time to adapt its aging zoning and land use rules to meet the challenges brought by data centers.
Right now, our code has no definition for data centers and, of course, no site requirements or other conditions to guide where they go, what their character is, if they're successfully integrated into the surrounding context.
The commission did not recommend a length for a possible ban, and it's not clear when or if the Board of Aldermen will take up the issue. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis Port Authority Commission narrowly approved a measure to create a new taxing district for the Jefferson Arms redevelopment in downtown West. The approval puts developer Altero Worldwide on track to have the highest sales tax rate in the city at 12.67%. The developer seeks three taxing districts for the nearly completed apartment, hotel, and retail location. Otis Williams is interim president of the St. Louis Development Corporation. He says incentives like this attract developers to the city.
I would like to see redevelopment continue, and I'd like to see the development community have more confidence in the city.
The commission approved the measure 4-3 after tabling the vote last month. The St. Louis County Justice Center received a warning this week from the American Correctional Association after failing an inspection. Inspectors found the kitchen was not up to cleaning standards and showers at the jail were leaking. County spokesman Doug Moore says they plan to address the issues and might seek emergency funding for plumbing repairs. Inspectors will return in 3 to 4 months to check if the jail has made changes to become compliant. The facility is located in Clayton and houses more than 1,300 inmates. It's the only ACA-accredited jail in Missouri. Moore says the jail's accreditation is valid through January of 2026. Missouri is one of 8 states in the country where a human has been diagnosed with Chagas disease. Chagas is spread by the so-called kissing bug, which is found in Missouri and Illinois. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports that scientists are now calling on health authorities to declare the disease endemic in the United States.
The bug transmits a parasite, which causes the infection. Chagas can cause long-term cardiac and digestive problems. In an article published this month in the CDC's Journal of Emerging Infectious Diseases, scientists called for the recognition that Chagas is found in the U.S. Washington University infectious disease doctor Phil Budge says the CDC recognizing Chagas is endemic could lead to increased screenings and research funding.
A minority of people that become infected can develop serious complications, and so we do want to make sure that we diagnose people with Chagas.
In 2017, a Missouri woman found out she had Chagas after donating blood. The screening prompted her to get treatment for a heart condition she had not known about. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Keyboard maestro John Medeski has played with dozens of bands. Among them is John Medeski's Mad Skillet, featuring guitarist Will Bernard and members of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, a pillar of New Orleans-style jazz. John Medeski's Mad Skillet plays its only U.S. show of the year Saturday at the Music at the Intersection Festival. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Medeski about how the group came together through late-night jam sessions at Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
I would go there every year and doing, 25 gigs in 2 weeks, 2-3 a day. And Will Bernard and I would play together and we did it in a few different configurations. And this band kind of landed and it was as though we'd been playing together every day. it was just everything clicks. For me, it's all about chemistry, and it just had this magic chemistry. And it wasn't like a one-time accident or lucky night. It was like every time we get together, it was like, wow, this band is really something.
Is there a track on the album that kind of shows off what the group is about?
The first tune, which is a Will Bernard tune, Man About Town, is great.
You play in so many different styles. You're comfortable playing heavy metal or klezmer with John Zorn. You've been a longtime featured guest with the psychedelic Moroccan trance ensemble Club Delph. When you look at your body of work, John, is there something that ties it all together?
Music. I just really love music. When I was a kid, I would always do anything that came along. Somebody said, hey, can you play for this? And I would say yes. And if I didn't know how to do it, I would go check it out and try to figure it out. Yeah, I played on between 300 and 400 records. So like you were saying, very different kinds of music. And I really love trying to find a way to support whatever music or whatever musicians I'm playing with, using what I play to integrate into their music, even if they don't normally have keyboards. I really give over to the music. I listen to it and what can it use? What does it need? And if it doesn't need anything, like what can I add that might enhance it or give it a different perspective,
Talk about New Orleans a bit. What's the importance of New Orleans music in your own development?
I mean, everyone's, I think, knows that New Orleans is sort of an epicenter of music in this country. Mineski Martin Wood had one of its first gigs there in the early 90s. And that just spawned years of going back to New Orleans. I started meeting musicians there, playing with them. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band asked me to produce a record of theirs.
And from the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, two of those guys are with Matt Skillet, of course, drummer Terrence Higgins, and sousaphonist
right.
Kirk Joseph.
When I made this record with the Dirty Dozen, Terrence and Kirk were in it, and I always had in the back of my mind that I wanted to put together some kind of band with those guys. And then when we landed with this configuration, this was like, all right, this is it, we gotta do this.
Musician John Medeski speaking with STLPR's Jeremy Goodwin. Our Rob Edwards edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Have a fantastic weekend.